Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. A few days ago, we did a feature on Kenny's Farmhouse Cheese of Barron County, receiving a national award for their work in cheesemaking. In a follow-up today, Kenny Mattingly talks about their new expansion. But first here, background on their growing popularity.
Well, for the last 4 or 5 years, we've been making cheeses that we call signature cheeses, or cheeses that are pretty much our recipes or something we've tweaked. And there's a description of somebody that buys cheese or knows cheese in a cheese shop as a cheesemonger. So these cheesemongers have kind of taken notice of things that we're doing that maybe is not being done on other farms, or a style that's being made. And so we've been able to kind of step into some markets in Chicago and Atlanta and Indianapolis, and just away from here, even though 90% of our cheese is sold between Cincinnati and Nashville, which we consider our local market.
As mentioned, they're just finishing up a facilities expansion there on the farm near Austin to help prevent any artisan cheese production shortages.
Well, there has been some, but we're trying to, with our new facility and our new vat going in, we had a record month in May. We sold just right at 12,000 pounds of cheese, and we were only able to make about a little over 11,000, so we're starting to get to the point where we're selling more than we can actually make with our old facility, so the timing of getting into this new building couldn't be better.
We'll be right back.
A strong local food system can help people and communities become healthier. In Kentucky, we have a long-standing tradition of producing and consuming foods with local flavor. You can help support our traditional agricultural economy by looking for ways to fit Kentucky-grown foods into your diet. Eating local is also good for the environment. Kentucky-grown foods, good for your health and the Commonwealth.
For more information, contact your local UK College of Agriculture Cooperative Extension Service.
Kenny Mattingly is just finishing up his expansion of Kenny's Farmhouse Cheese production facilities, about doubling capacity. He's hoping their Austin, Kentucky farm will become more of an agritourism destination.
It's going to be a facility, too, that we really want to see people, you know, want people to come visit the farm, because we're going to have a bigger store display area with a lot of other Kentucky products. There's going to be a viewing area in the facility where you can look through glass and see where the cheese is made and where it's aged and packaged, so you can just stand at this middle spot in our building. And nearly half of our new building is built underground into the hillside, so we have a cheese cave to age the cheese in that's very efficient and built for aging cheese.
We congratulate the Mattingly family on their national award and their expansion. You can visit them online at kennysfarmhousecheese.com. No apostrophe. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.